Maureen Corrigan, we're so delighted that you're coming to Purdue on Halloween to give a wonderful talk. And I was curious, was this just a book you had to write, or did it find you? I was curious how this all came about.
I think that Gatsby was always in front of me. And I say that because I've read Gatsby over 100 times. I've taught it throughout most of my career, teaching in college. I love Gatsby, but I didn't think about writing about it until my husband and I saw the 7.5-hour production of The Great Gatsby that was the sensation of the off-Broadway theater season in New York in 2011. And we went to that production, which is the entire novel acted on stage, and the actors have memorized the novel. And we left the theater close to midnight in order to grab a Greyhound bus back to Washington because it was the night before Thanksgiving. And I was blathering on about Gatsby, and my husband said to me, "That's the book you need to write." And I said, "Come on, Gatsby, it's one of the most written about works of American literature. And certainly Fitzgerald is one of the most written about authors." And he said, "No, you love it. You've got to write about it." And, you know, that's what I tell my students. If you love something, that's what's calling to you. And what I found out about Gatsby, honestly, is that I could write about 7 more books about Gatsby. I think it's inexhaustible, which is one of the marks of a great work of literature.
I know that folks will look at, say, Italian leather or Cuban cigars. I use a great example of Anakiko Myers has this Guarneri del Gesù violin that's really called to be one of the masterpieces. There's a Stradivarius Messiah in London that are sort of perfect examples of art. And I was curious how, because I know you see such a volume of new books and living authors, but also the great books of the past. How was it to choose The Great Gatsby?
You know, when I was serving as a juror on the Pulitzer Prize committee to try to select the Pulitzer Prize in fiction in 2012, and that's a whole other story, the three of us who were on that committee, myself, Michael Cunningham, who won the Pulitzer Prize himself for The Hours, and Susan Larson, who was the book editor of the Times-Picayune and now has a book show on NPR, the three of us agreed that we were going to search for a book that does what The Great Gatsby does, says something big about America, and does so in language that's unearthly. It's hard to find those books. You know, those masterpieces don't happen every day. But we wanted to try to search for something that came close. I think The Great Gatsby hits it out of the park. I don't think that anything surprasses Gatsby. You know, you could make an argument to me about other great books in American literature, and they certainly deserve that status. But nothing bests The Great Gatsby in those two categories.
Maureen Corrigan's my guest. You know her from Fresh Air and her wonderful critiques. She's coming to Purdue on Tuesday, October 31st at 6:30 at the new Wilmoth Active Learning Center. I guess I'd end as someone who teaches, someone who has sort of a great platform to be able to share new ideas. You probably could spend time with family, and you could probably spend time just reading, but you make a choice to sort of share these talks. So whether it's at Northwestern and catching a play or coming to Purdue, is it important to sort of have that contact and be able to interact with folks about this and about F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Yes, absolutely, John. You know, I always say to people, sometimes my life is crazy, but I have the two best possible jobs I could imagine for a book lover. I have this amazing job for Fresh Air, and I've had it for something like 28 years, of being able to review books that are coming out every week, many of them wonderful. And then I have a job of going into the classroom and teaching. I think if I were just reviewing and just writing, I would be in my own head too much. It's really important to get out there, to talk with people, to hear about their responses. And, you know, I am kind of a preacher for literature. I want people to love the things that I love, that I've found so important. So I do my best to convince them. I have some friends I'm still working on with The Great Gatsby, but so you know we'll see if I need to do that when I get to Purdue. But I've been so amazed by how many people come up to me at events like this and tell me that Gatsby has meant so much to them during their lives. It's really a testament to Fitzgerald.
It is stunning. Well, we're looking forward to your insights and talk here on the 31st. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you so much, John.